jealous of turkeys.
Hmm.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I say that because every Thanksgiving, there are certain time-honored traditions that everybody's familiar with. There's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
So fun.
I think that's where a herd of old ladies shuffle through a Macy's department store and pick out sweaters for their grandkids.
It's really similar to Black Friday.
Yeah.
Is Macy's still open? I don't know.
Yeah. But I think that parade's still going
that's
on.
So sad.
A lot of sweaters are being purchased there.
Lots.
There's NFL football, which is...
Yes.
It was played at the very first Thanksgiving by the New England Pilgrims and the Detroit Indians.
I hate the
Remember?
New England Pilgrims.
Yeah, the refs blew that controversial call in the fifth inning, causing the Detroit Indians to win the game in a walk-off home run.
That's a
what?
Home run.
I don't pay much attention to the sports these days.
Or the history.
And of course, every Thanksgiving, two turkeys get pardoned by the President of the United States, which means
guys.
That they're spared from being eaten that year.
I always think this is so strange. It's like, for just a second... We like turkeys.
Yeah.
You know, like, whoa, you're good enough to live now.
Yeah, because we're like, good for those turkeys. And then we turn around and eat turkeys.
Right.
Yeah, only two of them, though.
Yes.
Every other turkey gets slaughtered.
Not 2,000.
It's a time-honored tradition that dates back to the 1800s. And if you're like me, you probably thought that these pardoned turkeys just got shipped from a nearby farm, took a few pictures at the White House, and then they were immediately shipped home.
Yeah, they're probably very confused if you think about it.
Yeah. But it turns out, being a pardoned turkey is a lot more glamorous than any of us thought. In fact, every year, the pardoned Thanksgiving turkeys get treated to a 5-star luxury experience. They get to go on a better vacation than most Americans.
So
I didn't know.
I'm really curious about this because I saw a picture on the news this morning of two turkeys on white linen sheets in like some swanky hotel room.
Yep, that's exactly what they're experiencing right now.
I'm like everyone else and I only read the headline, so I have no idea what it said.
This year, the two turkeys that are being pardoned are named Bread and Butter. It's kind of weird to taunt them with food names, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They're 19 weeks old and weigh 45 and 47 pounds, respectively.
That's a big bird.
And they were raised together on a farm in Sampson County, North Carolina. And in the days leading up to the pardoning ceremony, the birds are brought to Washington, D.C., and they get to spend the entire week staying at the 5-star Willard Intercontinental Hotel. Located right next to the White House.
Yeah. So they really are staying at the hotel.
Yes, they're staying in the hotel.
Which sucks for whoever rents the room after the turkeys. Like you.
Right. The turkeys arrived at the Willard this past weekend, and they even had their own police escort through the nation's capital.
Oh
my God.
You know, people were like, what foreign dignitary is in town? Who is it? No, it's just two turkeys from North Carolina.
The United States.
I know.
Hey, you poor countries, look what we're doing.
Yeah.
Honestly,
meanwhile, there is a foreign dignitary who had to catch the bus to get to the Motel 6 to go have a meeting.
Oh,
and we're all just lined up saluting
so
the turkeys.
Yeah.
When the turkeys get to the hotel, they're offered a warm welcome by the entire hotel staff on their very own red carpet.
This is dumb.
Which
they're
pooping on that red carpet.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. And as they walk down the red carpet, fans and members of the press gather around the velvet ropes and take photos of their arrival and then ask questions.
God, I just want the turkeys to, like, turn on everybody and attack them. Because turkeys can be mean.
Yeah, I've heard.
In the weeks leading up to this, the birds actually have to take a special training course so that they're prepared for the bright lights and the swarms of people.
I was wondering, all these flashes and...
You know, it's like...
So they don't say anything wrong, you know? It could ruin your whole entire career. Just one misstep. Yeah. The hotel provides the turkey with their own porter. It's a fancy name for a personal assistant.
Oh, okay.
Basically, they have a butler.
Yeah. See, and I'm so not rich, I don't know what that is.
The porter carts the high-profile guests on a trolley with their luggage up to their hotel suite.
They have luggage?
Yeah.
What are you packing?
Are you going to have, like, turkey panties they that they have to change?
And like, toothbrush?
I mean, they're on vacay, you know, the built bathing suit or something.
Yeah, little evening gown since they are at a fancy event.
This is 100% real. This actually happens to the turkeys being pardoned for Thanksgiving.
I know that animal like activists wouldn't like the turkeys being dressed up, but I would personally love if they dressed them up in cute little outfits to be pardoned. Oh my God.
If you get the job as the Thanksgiving turkey porter, are you happy about that
or
are you upset? I think you're just
I
to cart around turkeys.
I mean,
if you
famous.
Normally have to deal with politicians, it's probably an upgrade.
It's probably better,
yeah.
And they're doing less weird sexual acts in the room. You're like, oh, they're just normal turkeys doing it.
Like,
I don't
Someone
have to worry about being
it.
Harassed by a politician right now. It's great.
Someone texted in, I'll dress up and act like a turkey for this kind of treatment.
Right?
Oh, yeah, sign me up.
The turkey's room is stocked with luxurious all-organic bird feed and drinking stations.
All organic?
Mm-hmm. And the floor of their hotel room is lined with animal cage sawdust everywhere.
Oh, so they feel at home.
Man. Yeah. These turkeys better tip well, okay? They better leave a tip for the housekeeping after this.
Each turkey gets their own queen-size bed to sleep on.
Oh, my
so they
gosh.
Can get plenty of rest before their big meeting with the president.
They don't even... A dog bed would be too big for them.
This is right? so stupid.
This I know. Is.
And you know the hotel has to probably get rid of those mattresses after, too.
Yeah!
Well, and isn't it enough... Up. I mean, isn't it enough that we're not chopping their heads off? Like, shouldn't that be enough yep. for
Thank
the turkeys?
Reports are that Bread and Butter are enjoying their stay in the hotel, and they spend their days watching college basketball and NASCAR on the hotel room TV right
really?
Now.
Really? No Animal oh. Planet?
Nope.
Oh, they're taking yeah. a break. It's
yeah.
vacation.
Yeah, it's vacation.
They're more NASCAR fans.
Yeah. They're redneck. They're turkeys. Yeah.
I can see them, like, sipping on beers. Just, woo!
They'll be paraded to meet the president, and then once they're pardoned, they'll be treated to a private lunch at the White House.
Oh. Mm. With the president?
Probably.
Because I imagine the conversation between them really.
Yeah, they're all just gobbling
well.
At each other.
Yeah, who knows who's talking right now?
After the ceremony, the two turkeys will enjoy a peaceful retirement at Gobbler's Rest, which is a luxury turkey sanctuary. A luxury turkey sanctuary at Virginia Tech University, where previous pardoned turkeys are retired and cared for.
Okay.
Wow, so it's pretty much like when the presidents retire. You're in, like, the ex-president's club. Yeah. They go with the other turkeys that have been pardoned.
Yeah, and they're probably all jerks, too.
Yeah, they're all divas now.
Yeah, they are. I would love it if just one president would, like, not pardon them. He'd, like, meet with them and then be like, no, they don't deserve it.
I always kind of anticipate it, yeah.
If any president could do it, it would be our president right now. Like, I don't care what side you're on. He would do it, though, and
absolutely.
That would be amazing. I don't care who you are. That would be hilarious.
And people would be like, yeah!
Yeah. Lock them up. Lock those turkeys up. Text in 78592. Which turkey, Bread or Butter, do you think shouldn't get pardoned at the very last minute?
Oh, no.
Are your phone taps coming up right after this? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.